From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Cataracts, the clouding of eye lenses, are the leading cause of curable blindness worldwide. They're incredibly treatable, but for people who have lost their ability to see clearly, not being able to get the surgery can mean a life with no livelihood.
Go in under and inside.
Okay. In a learning laboratory on the sprawling campus of eye care company Alcon in Fort Worth, a handful of doctors are learning to remove cataracts manually. It's a technique that's not particularly common in the U.S. these days.
You are lucky there's no blood here.
Right? But somehow it makes it a little bit...
No, you go to the, through up to the limbus.
Elena Ndume is teaching Jennifer Deakins in a bright room filled with state-of-the-art equipment. They're looking through a huge microscope at a pig's eye that's tacked to a piece of styrofoam formed in the shape of a human face. Ndume is here from Namibia, and the small incision cataract surgery method she's teaching is kind of her stock in trade. It requires a tiny cut made by hand to get at the lens that's gone bad. And it isn't always easy.
Don't go deep.
Okay, go full up.
Yeah, full up. And also don't go full up because otherwise you perforate and things are going to be difficult for you.
Okay. Ndume has performed more than 30,000 cataract surgeries in her country on the southwest coast of Africa. Cataracts are incredibly common, especially in older folks, and they're super fixable, but you need eye surgeons to treat them. And in many developing nations like Namibia, Ndume says medical needs often outweigh capacity.
There are so many other diseases which has to be tackled too, like HIV and AIDS is a problem. And then you have also this modern life disease that is spreading like wildfire in our country, like things like diabetes and hypertension.
So in a lot of places, foreign doctors, including some from Texas, volunteer a week or two to help perform surgeries. Dr. Ndume operates eye camps in remote parts of Namibia. She says Western doctors, folks like the one she's training by cutting pig's eyes, need to know how to operate outside of the high-tech surgical theaters they're used to.
When I'm in Windhoek in the capital city, I'm like here, the theater, everything. But when I go to the eye camp, it's a different ball game altogether.
Most doctors, 95% of the operations they've done are with the machines. They're dependent on those machines.
Daniel Gold is an ophthalmologist based in Palestine, Texas, who's done medical missions all over the world.
I've been many times in the Middle East. I've been in Africa. I've been in China. Went one time to Fiji.
Gold says in private practice in the U.S., most cataracts are treated early with expensive machines that break up the bad lens to replace it with an artificial one. He says the manual incision process means getting back to basics, basics that are rarely taught in med schools in the West.
The manual small incision, we've been able to now perfect it where it can be done without stitches, but there are cases where you have to put in stitches, and many of the doctors haven't done much suturing.
Randall Avolio says cataract surgeries are simple, but their impact is huge. Avolio runs See International, a California nonprofit that plays matchmaker for eye doctors who want to go on medical missions. The group also supports doctors in developing countries, doctors like Helena Ndume, by helping them get surgical equipment and eye care supplies from companies like Alcon. Losing vision means lower life expectancy for the blind person, he says. And it also impacts the whole family.
When an individual is blind, often a child is taken out of school and they tend to the adult who needs the help.
Avolio says 80% of curable blindness is caused by cataracts worldwide. Millions of people are dying early because of something treatable. So a cataract surgery is literally life-changing, he says. And the beauty of it, it's also pretty easy and pretty cheap, about 20 minutes and $100 per patient on average.
I don't know many other things that for so few dollars delivers so much result.
The challenge is getting enough surgeons who know how to do the right kind of surgery to the patients who need them. One promising sign, Avolio says, See International has a waiting list for the trainings for doctors who want to help. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.